Every evil altar with my name, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar with my name, cast fire, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar with my name, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray this extra prayer very well. Say, any power going naked to curse my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any power going naked to curse my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any power going naked to curse my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday I was talking about, I started a series yesterday. I was talking about people in need of deep deliverance, candidate of deep deliverance, those who are in need of what we call deep deliverance. And I think I explained at a very longer length yesterday, trying to explain and making it clear to us what deep deliverance is all about. There are five major levels of deliverance. Number one, we have surface deliverance. That is a deliverance that just caught the flower level. We have temporary deliverance. We have partial deliverance. We have complete deliverance, and we have deep deliverance. You see, deep deliverance goes down to the root. It is deep because it will go to the area that are not clear visibly. It will go to the area that are not physically seen. It will go to the area that are deep, that are deeply spiritually entrenched. It will go to the area that have been there 100 years before you were born. It will go to the area that your family, the generation before you, they've been held in captivity. So it's going to go to the area of that side to start delivering the people in captivity. So deep deliverance is deeper in nature when somebody wants to start going through it. So, but there are people who will find out that their case urgently need what we call deep deliverance because they have tried to go from place to place, pillar to post, mountain to valley, consulting pastors, consulting prophets, and they still find out that they are not okay. They have not gotten that respite. They have not been freed. So when it happens like that, what is required is what we call deep deliverance. Deliverance that go down to the root. Deliverance that will go down to the stage of conception of that individual. Deliverance that will go down to the stage where that individual was in the womb. Deliverance that will go to the stage where that the individual was born. It's going to talk about deliverance that has something to do with your gene. Deliverance of your bloodline, deliverance that is going to address your DNA, genetic kind of deliverance. These are the deliverance we call deep deliverance. So it's a deliverance that, you know, that is needed by virtually everybody that is born of a woman. We need that kind of deliverance. We need to just go down into the root and deal with it, especially if there are things that happen in our life and it keeps on repeating. It keeps on repeating. It keeps on repeating. Despite everything we've done. So that is revealing to us that we have to do more, we have to go more into it, we have to deal with it, and we have to pray some deep deliverance prayers, you see. So when we are talking about deep deliverance, we are talking about something that has to do by, to breaking of yokes. Deliverance is not talking majorly about somebody who is demon-possessed, no. In fact, deliverance is even more to be done on believers. There are a lot of people, believers, pastors, ministers, we need a lot of deliverance. We need deliverance more than members of the church because deliverance has to do with our hereditary line. The Bible says in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. When deliverance takes place, holiness flow. When there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the people and the children of Israel and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. So the Bible is saying that there must be deliverance for us to possess our possession. There must be also holiness for us to possess our possession. Deliverance and holiness must come together for possessing possession to be possible, meaning that for us to live in abundance, for us to live a life, a victorious life as a Christian, we must have We must experience holiness. We must experience deliverance. And that, was what I told you yesterday. And I told you a lot of things about what deep deliverance, are. You know, deep deliverance is deliverance from iniquity. And I think I promise you I'm going to explain what is iniquity. Iniquity means to bend. It means to distort. It also implies to a certain weakness or predisposition towards a certain sin. If you read the Bible very well, in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, the Bible says, Christ was bruised for our iniquity. So he takes the bruising on the body of Jesus Christ for iniquity to be wiped off. If you commit a certain sin once and you repent of it and you never do it again, then that ends it. However, if your sin become an iniquity, when you keep on committing that sin, you keep on repeating that sin, and it become a practice, then it become iniquity. So iniquity is a certain sin that is repeated over and over in a family line, and it become part of that family to the extent that it bent that family. At any given environment, any members of that family will fall into that sin. Given a certain circumstances, anybody in that family will fall into that particular sin because it has become iniquity. So if a sin is repeatedly committed, it becomes an iniquity and it can pass through the bloodline. You know, it can pass through the bloodline to the extent that the children, the offsprings, we have weakness to the same kind of sin. And each generation had to the overall iniquity. You know, and it continued to weaken the resistance of next generation to that sin. That's why the Bible said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, that I will bear the iniquity, that I will also make sure that iniquity of the children will be bear, of the father will be bear upon the children. You know, you can now see now. He said, thou shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So you can see what we are talking about now. You can see what iniquity is. So when we are talking about deep deliverance, we are talking about deliverance from iniquity. So you can see that deep deliverance is different from just kind of deliverance or some deliverance, different from just mass deliverance, you know. So a deep deliverance is a deliverance from that thing called iniquity. That thing that bends the family into doing a particular thing that is transgressing against the law of God. That thing that bends the family or members of that family into committing a particular sin that their grandfather, their grandparents, their great-grandparent also committed. And that is why David could not escape it. David was a friend of God. David served God. David was a delight of God. But when the issue of Bathsheba came, David could not stand it because there was iniquity in the blood of David, and he fell immediately into it. So David, though a child of God, though a delight of God, though we say he's a pastor or whatever we can call him, he is still in need of what we call deep deliverance. I hope you understand now. So deep deliverance is something that every one of us is in need of it. So when there is deep deliverance, we are free to enjoy our lives. You know, deep deliverance is deliverance of the root. It's the deliverance process that starts from your conception stage to the stage you are in the womb to your present age. Deep deliverance is deliverance we call deliverance of the gene, deliverance of your DNA, genetic kind of deliverance. Is deliverance addressing ancestral lineage. Is a deliverance from generational bondage. Is a deliverance from complex and difficult and mysterious cases. So those who need deliverance, they will be experiencing something that they try to resolve, they try to master, but they could not master it. So at that moment, we're in need of deep deliverance. And there are about 25 to 30 major signs that we can, there are a lot of signs, but there are some of them that are so rampant and they are repetitive. They are being done, people see them, people experience them, like eating constantly in the dream, despite all that we have done. You need deep deliverance. It's more than what we are thinking. So it goes down to it's more than that. It's talking about ancestral idol, ancestral shrine. So it's more than feeding in a dream as we have thought. And because immediately that won't happen to you, you find that you will lose a particular breakthrough that is close. So it's more than eating in the dream. So it neither fellow need deep deliverance. Because that is a particular thing going on. Number two, if iniquity is repeated in that family, there's need of deep deliverance. Sex constantly in the family. So sex constantly in the life of somebody, that person need deep deliverance. Sex constantly, every time it's been defiled, being messed up by generational spirit husband, so terrifying spirit husband that ready to mess up somebody, ready to destroy somebody, ready to plant sickness and fibroid and different ailments, ready to block ovarian ovary, ready to cause ovarian tumor, ready to attack the womb. These are dangerous kind of cases that need deep deliverance. So when you have involved yourself in blood covenant, you need deep deliverance. Either you have drank, you drank blood, or you the blood was sprinkled on you, whether it's blood of animal or the blood of of human being. Even in the Bible, so if you read the Bible very well, in Exodus chapter 24, verse 8, I think, the Bible said that Moses took the blood sprinkle, and Moses took the blood, sprinkle it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord has made." So this is what has been perverted now. And that is where you see people, they will go and meet herbalists for prayers, meet some people for prayers, and you will see them, they will kill goats, they will kill this, and they begin to sprinkle the blood on their head, or twist the head of fowl and rub it all over their body. It's a covenant. So that kind of case, that fellow needs deep deliverance. I pray for you that if you have taken your bath with blood, God will deliver you from that bondage and deliver you from that covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Cases like that, there are cases that require deliverance, and they require deliverance we call deep deliverance. So you can see now why people sometimes will go through prayers, we go through fasting, and they notice that this thing is still there in their life. They could not understand what is going on. They try to explain to people. They know they are passing through some strange thing. They know what they are passing through, they could not understand. They find themselves in need, but it is more than what they could master. They speak in tongues, they try to pay tithe, they try to sow seed, they try to sow battle seed, but they find themselves in it also. All these things they are doing, they are very helpful, because when you start sowing seed, when you start doing this, it also helps you. It at least it will always be giving you a leverage, a kind of level to move further into the presence of God, and eventually by the mercy of God we get delivered. But when you notice that you have done all those things and you don't get delivered, then you go down into deep deliverance. Now we need to understand something. There are prayers that address issues like that, and those are the prayers I'm going to give to us now. They are deep deliverance prayers, and I want us to start praying them. But before we can pray them, let us begin to confess our sin and tell God to have mercy upon us, because the first deliverance must be deliverance from sin. Talk to the Lord. Show me mercy. I want to be delivered. I want to be free. Begin to talk to your Father right now. Talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We cry to you, Lord. Father, show us mercy. Oh, Lord, deliver us. My Father, have mercy upon us. Deliver us, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I want you to get ready as we are going to pray. There are about 7 prayers we are going to pray now, but I want you to really take your time to pray each of these prayers on your own. You may go back and take your time to pray the prayers very well, because in this program, I may not have time to spend so much time on them, but you can go back and pray the prayer very well. You can spend 30 minutes on each of these prayers. That is just what I mean. You can spend 30 minutes on each of these prayers. For instance, a man planned for wedding with his wife-to-be. And on the night of that wedding, when the wedding was done, I think it was on Saturday, the night of that wedding, you know, the couple have to go together to a secluded place, a separate place for them to at least enjoy, the beauty of that marriage, you know. But at night, the man noticed that he couldn't see his manhood there. His man would disappear from his trouser. That is a case of deep deliverance. Now, those are the kind of cases we are talking about. That's the case of deep deliverance. You see now, because how would the manhood of a man disappear from his body? So that shows that there's something very strange in that. And that happened to be a Christian. You know, this is not a dream. This is not a drama. This is a very true life story, you know. And, you know, if not that, he has to see a man of God who had experience, a man of God that God had trained. In fact, specifically, he saw our father in the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, who helped him. And who, when he prayed, God has to instruct him that you have to go straight to your mother, that your mother will explain the issue to you. And by the time he got to the mother explained to him. You know, the mother was not even troubled because the mother explained to him that, yes, that at 3 months when you were born, you died. And then we were taken to herbalists and they gave you some, they gave some concussion, you know. And then many other things that was done to revive him. And then when he was revived, you know, he was, when I say 3 months, I mean 3 months while he was in the womb. While he was in the womb of the mother, you know, he couldn't breathe again. He died in that womb. And then the mother has to go to places to get this boy revived. And they took some concussion from different herbalists, went to churches, drank a lot of things. And then by the time that young man, you know, who was a boy that time was born, he was born already circumcised. He was born already circumcised. So that is a mystery. The question is, who circumcised him? How on earth was he circumcised? And that called for a deep deliverance. That called for a deep deliverance. So cases like that, there are strange cases like that that many people may not even be able to explain, because they look at it that, are people passing through this case, do what they are passing through? They look at themselves and say, are they not strange? But there's no new case, my brother and my sister. All cases you were complaining about, they've happened one way or the other in the life of people. And if God could direct you to see somebody who could help you, you find out that you can be delivered. It is time for us to pray. So get ready now as we go into this prayer. I know that God is going to answer our prayer now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one prayer, say, anything in my life that is not from God, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is not from God, in the name of Jesus, anything from man, anything in my life that is not from God, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is not from God, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is not of God, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is not from God, I by fire, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is not from God, in Jesus' name we pray. You shout this one very well. Say, every alteration of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Every alteration of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Every alteration of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Every alteration of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Every operation of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in the name of Jesus. Every alteration of my destiny while I was in the womb, be repaired in Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost fire, visit the day I was conceived. and deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, visit the day I was confused and deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, visit the day I was conceived and deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, visit the day I was conceived and deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, visit the day I was conceived and deliver me from captivity in Jesus' name. We pray, say fire of deliverance. Go down to my root and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go down to my root and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go down to my root and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go down to my root and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go down to my root and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Fire of deliverance, go down to my root, go down to my root, go down to my root in Jesus' name. Pray, bring your oil out and your water. Heavenly Father, I pray that this oil and this water in the hand of your children shall be anointed by your power. It shall be anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. The breath of the Lord shall go down into this oil and this water. The fire of deliverance shall enter into this water. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button area, just a small, and put your hand there as you pray this prayer. Say generational iniquity arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus, generational iniquity arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus, generational iniquity arresting my progress. In the name of Jesus, generational iniquity arresting my progress. In Jesus' name we pray. Say abomination in my foundation, polluting my life. In the name of Jesus, abomination in my foundation, polluting my life. In the name of Jesus, abomination in my foundation, polluting my life. In the name of Jesus, abomination in my foundation, polluting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Generational covenant with ancestral idol attacking my glory. Break in the name of Jesus. Generational covenant with ancestral idol attacking my glory. Break, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational covenant with ancestral idol attacking my glory. Break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say every donation of my destiny to the water. In the name of Jesus, every donation of my destiny to the water. In the name of Jesus, every donation of my destiny to the water. In Jesus' name we pray. We are praying that prayer with another style. Every donation of my destiny to marine powers. In the name of Jesus. Every donation of my destiny to marine powers. In the name of Jesus. Every donation of my destiny to marine powers. In the name of Jesus. Every donation of my destiny to marine powers. In the name of Jesus. Every donation of my destiny to marine powers. In Jesus' name we pray. Every donation of my destiny to spirit husband. In the name of Jesus, every donation of my destiny to spirit husband. In the name of Jesus, every donation of my destiny to spirit wife. In the name of Jesus, every donation of my destiny to spirit wife. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, hidden covenant with my destiny while I was in the womb of my mother that is affecting me negatively. Break in the name of Jesus Christ. Hidden covenant with my destiny while I was in the womb of my mother that's affecting me negatively. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Hidden covenant, la kanda parakara, with my destiny. That's affecting my life negatively. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray every covenant my mother formed in the dream that is affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant my mother formed in the dream that's affecting my destiny. Break in Jesus. Every covenant my mother got into while I was in the womb that's affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant my mother got into while I was in the womb that's affecting my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant my mother got into while I was in the womb that's affecting my destiny. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Now you are going to shout this prayer very, very well. If I was There's something going on there now. Somebody's been delivered. Yes, the prayer we're going to pray now is a very deep one, and I want you to listen very, very well. If I was requested from the waters, if I was requested from marine kingdom, if I was requested from marine world, and it's affecting my destiny now, Holy Ghost, deliver me in the name of Jesus. If I was requested from marine world, that's affecting my destiny now, Holy Ghost, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. If I was requested from marine world and it's affecting my destiny now, Holy Ghost, deliver me, 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 deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody must pray this prayer for 30 minutes for 7 days. Very important, because your mother went to the river to request of you. Your mother could not give birth for 10 years, and it went to the river to request of you, and you drank. They gave your mother the water from that river, and that was how you were born. It is a serious battle. That is why there's a battle going on in your life constantly, and that's why you and spirit husband could not be separated. If you pray this prayer very well, the Lord will deliver you, and the Lord will liberate you completely. Say, blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life, recreate my life, recreate my life in Jesus. Say, blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to my divine pattern. Recreate my life, recreate my life in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer, is very important, and it's to be prayed aggressively. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Pray the same prayer. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life, recreate my life in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your head and lay your hand upon your head. Say, blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life, recreate my life, recreate my life, recreate my life, recreate my life in Jesus' name. We pray, take the oil or the water, drink a little. Aha, beautiful. We are still going to pray the prayer. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, recreate my life according to divine pattern in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, recreate my life, 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 recreate my life according to divine pattern in Jesus' name. Pray. I beg you to pray this prayer for 30 minutes. 30 minutes for days. Use for 7 days, 10 days, pray this prayer. Combine it with the one I just prayed now. Please, you can go back and play this voice audio again and pray all these prayers, because they are deep deliverance prayers, and I know we shall be free. The Bible says, he that the Son of Man sets free shall be free indeed. God's purpose and desire is that we should live a life of abundance, and it shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your hands shall be delivered from bondage, your legs shall be delivered from bondage, your destiny shall be delivered from bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the life of somebody here, as you are hearing me now, from today, the yoke placed upon your head is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life that from now, favor that you have not experienced before shall come upon you. The glory of God shall come upon you. You will experience uncommon favor, uncommon blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. That height that nobody has ever reached in your family, may the Lord take you there in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We give you back the glory. We lift up before you our prayer requests. Answer them by fire and give us testimony. In Jesus' name, prayer. I see somebody receiving a letter right now. It's a letter, it's a congratulatory letter, it's a letter of testimony. It is being given to somebody now. I welcome you into the land of celebration, into the palace of celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing increase upon your life. May you settle down this year with peace. Settle down this year in joy in the name of Jesus. Settle down this year in peace. Settle down this year in joy in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that sister. This year, God will settle you maritally. Every yoke fashioned against you shall be broken. And the sickness in the body of that sister, I command that sickness to disappear. That sickness in the body of that brother, I command it to disappear. And I pray for that sister, that rage of wickedness that affected your mother and is now after you, I command the rage to stop and scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across the road, just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you in Jesus' name.